right, fighters, today I'm excited to welcome Tom Drost back to the show. He is founder, CEO, tech god, and a bunch of other cool titles over at Estimate Rocket. Tom, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tom. I'm fighting the fight today, as usual.
Yeah, guys, we're fighting the fight. The tech gods that are higher than you in the pecking order here have other plans for us today. So this is our second time trying to do this. But guys, I'm excited. First, I want to thank you for being a sponsor at Mile High Profit Summit, man. We can't pull the event off without our sponsors and really appreciate it. This year, we're adding breakout sessions. You're going to be running a breakout session on Thursday on what if, the whole concept of what if, meaning, you know, profit forecasting and capacity planning and production, those X's and O's of running a real profitable contracting business. And we're going to talk about that, guys. Stick around to the end. Tom's going to drop a link for a really cool resource for you guys to grab. But dude, before we do that, I want to go over what Estimate Rocket is in case somebody's never heard of you before.
Sure, Tom.
That's always hard to imagine, by the way, because you're everywhere. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Estimate Rocket is an end-to-end solution that enables service contractors to run their businesses efficiently, to saving time and money. And so they can stop focusing on the technology and start focusing on the customers and the work that matters. That's our goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, in the last go around of this recording, we talked about how small hinges swing big doors, right? It's those little tweaks that are going to make all the difference in the business when you compound them all together. It's never just one thing. And so today we're going to talk about the importance of knowing your numbers. Every contractor has heard before, you got to know your numbers. A lot of them don't know exactly what that means. And so I thought we'd dig into that a little bit. And in particular, KPIs, key performance indicators. Guys, that's just keeping score. It's, you don't know how many, you know, how much money you're going to make if you don't know how many leads you have or what your close rate is and other things that you track. And, you know, if you go into Google right now and type in what KPIs should I track for my business, you're going to get 700, articles with like, here's 700 KPIs to track in your business. And it could be super overwhelming. And so people don't start. And so what would you say, if you can narrow it down to three things that are non-negotiable right out of the gate, that it'd be important for somebody to track?
Yeah, I think for me, the top three are cash. You always got to know where you stand with cash. I don't care what stage you're in or what you're doing. If you don't know what your cash situation is, it's going to lead you to trouble at some point. And it may not be big trouble, but it's going to be a pain in the ass. So you really need to, you know, that's something you got to have a grip on and a handle on. Scheduled work in dollars and hours. You know, what do I have in the queue? What's going on and how far out does that go? And again, you can measure this in different ways. You have to come up with a number for how much work you need every week to keep the lights on. And so knowing that and knowing what you got scheduled gives you that, okay, we're good. You know, can we do more? Yeah, maybe we can do more or less, but you need to have a certain benchmark, you know, baseline of that. Otherwise, you're going to run into problem number one, which is cash. And then the third one is sales. And again, there's a lot of different aspects to sales that we could talk about. But, you know, knowing, having your number, this is what we need to make in sales or new sales we need to book on a weekly basis. You need to know where that stands. And again, as you said, there's hundreds and hundreds of different KPIs that you can choose from. And you may choose different ones at different stages in your business because they, you know, depending upon what your initiatives are that you're working on or different things that you're working on, and you're going to have more KPIs than these three that you're going to probably track. But, you know, you got to pick three that are, hey, we look at this every week. We know we're healthy.
No, I love that. And how do you come up with the numbers or the KPIs to track, right? The numbers that are important to your specific company. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. And again, they ebb and flow. But cash is, you know, having the availability of cash if you don't have it, you're not going to have a business, right? I mean, at some point, availability of cash is your most important thing. And being able to, you know, you got to be able to make payroll as you build your team. And knowing where you stand in cash is really critical. Are you if you're looking at a shortfall of a week's worth, you better do something about that because you don't want to lose your whole team because you missed a week of payroll. Doesn't mean missing a week of payroll is the end of the world. It's not, because there are ways to go get, you know, short-term cash to supplement that. But being on top of it is what's key. So you know in advance, if you can, that, hey, you know what, I'm going to be a few grand short, or I got some extra cash. Maybe we want to, you know, do something else for marketing this month, or, you know, use that in some other way, or buy some new equipment, or whatever we, you know, need to do with it.
Yeah. A real life example of that, I'm thinking back to our painting company 20 years ago or whatever it is now. Every Thursday, my partner would sit down with our bookkeeper and our office manager and basically go, and it was from like 1 to 3 o'clock on Thursdays. I didn't have to be there because I wasn't that cool. But it was, they would sit there and go, okay, what's coming in? What jobs are we finishing? So guys, I'm trying to break it down for how you do this, right? You go, what jobs are finishing this week that we're going to get a check for? What's finishing next week? And then what are the bills, our accounts payable? You got accounts receivable, accounts payable. And oftentimes, like you said, you might see that you're going to be a couple grand short to pay the bills in the next week or two. And what it does is it gives you time to create some options. So one thing that we would do from time to time, if we knew we had a customer that was booked out a month, but we had a couple days that we could slide them in and get it done. And even sometimes we'd say, hey, you know, we'd ask for volunteers on the team who can work Saturday and do a day of overtime so that we could complete the job and get paid. Then we solved our cash problem, right?
Right.
But you don't know to do these things if you're not putting your eyes on this on a regular basis. And that's why so many contractors, they're really busy. And then it dries up and now they're freaking out because they haven't managed their cash.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And the other, you know, the other thing that I always think of along those lines is because you mentioned the accounts payable and the vendors, you also have, you know, if you've got good relationships with your vendors, you can call your vendor and say, hey, look, you know what, I'm going to pay it early next week. I'm not going to get funds in until next week. And, you know, as long as you've got a good relationship with them that you've built and they know and they trust you enough, they're going to say, yeah, no problem. And then you've avoided what seems like a catastrophe by a simple phone call. It says, hey, you know, I need an extra week this month.
Well, that also shows your vendors who you really are, like the reputation that you build, right? Like, you know, we're on it. We know we owe this. It's going to be a few days behind because I don't get a check till Friday afternoon when I finish this project. I got to put it in the bank and all that garbage. And so can I pay you on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it is? And they appreciate that conversation because guys, they're business owners too. They get it. They understand these types of things. And so one of the numbers that we track in the fight every day around 11 a.m. my time here, I get a text that says, you know, in fact, I'll read it because I just got it a little bit ago. Every day at 11:12, it came in and it's like clockwork here. Every single day of the year, every day of the year, I get this.
Yeah.
You have, you know, 30,738 valid email contacts in your database.
Yeah.
Because for us, what we've identified, and this is where every business needs to identify, like, what are the numbers? This is how I look at it. What are the numbers that I know that when we track and focus on always lead to getting paid?
Right.
And for us in our line of work, coaching events, we know that when our database grows about 94.87 days later, we get paid. Somebody spends their first dollar with us.
Right.
So we don't focus on selling. We focus on building our list.
Sure.
Okay. And that just works for our business. So for you guys listening to this, find those things that when I focus on this thing, it always leads to the outcome I want. That's a way that you could start tracking something.
Right.
Check this out. I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow the shit out of your business to 8 figures and beyond if you so desire. In October, I'm keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to invite you to join me and other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to automate your systems to give you more freedom and profits in your business. Who can use a little bit of that, right? Raise your damn hands. Or what about building a world-class team that operates without you? What kind of freedom would that give you? And bandwidth would that create in your head so that you could work on bigger, things in the business and fulfill your bigger vision. We're also going to dig into things like how to sell larger projects that don't put you in the poorhouse. My God, the number of contractors that take on a big job and end up going out of business because of that big job is staggering. There's far too many people that don't know how to make money on a big project. So guys, I want to invite you to join me, hit the link, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit, and let's get better together. I'm out. Another metric that I used in our painting company a million years ago was we knew, and dude, I stumbled on this by accident. We knew that, and this was like a 5-year average. So it wasn't like a fluke 1 year or something. We sold plus or minus 1 or 2 percentage points, 42% of the dollars estimated in a year. Okay. So if I estimated a million, I knew 420 grand was going to sell like clockwork, no matter how many leads came in, no matter it. So that's another possible KPI.
Absolutely.
That you can track. So why do guys get hung up on this? Why don't they do it? They know they need to do it. What do you see that keeps them having a hard time doing this?
Well, the one thing, unfortunately, is they don't want to hear bad news. And sometimes your KPIs give you bad news, right? Seriously. It's like, you know, you want to hear the positive things. So, and that's another thing I was going to talk about is vanity metrics. Like if you talk to marketing people, they're going to say, hey, we're going to get you more impressions, or we're going to get you even more clicks. Nah, for us, I want signups. I don't care about impressions and clicks. We need signups. And for you, you need names in your database. I mean, everybody's got that, the thing that makes them, that's the real metric that is your business driver. That, you know, you can, if you know that, then you're going to be in pretty good shape.
So even peel that more back, what you said, you want signups. Well, how do you get signups? I would imagine, I'm speculating, so maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. You're probably tracking how many demos are we doing?
Absolutely.
Is that okay? Yeah. Right. So if you're a software company, it's about how many demos. It's not how many leads. Yeah. It's how many demos.
Right.
And
right.
And so guys, you got to find that thing in your business that, you know, you just, and you're not going to know it right away. And here's the other thing.
Right.
You're going to start tracking your shit today, whatever you guys decide to track. You're not going to really know anything for a few months because you need that accumulation of data to come in to tell you a story.
Right.
Right. And, you know, for instance, you know, you brought up marketing. We knew that our influencer, like relationships we had with other remodelers, builders, real estate agents, things like that for our painting company, that how I define an influencer, influencers, past customers and past customer referrals were like 80% of our revenue
and
maybe 20%, if it's 80-20, it wasn't exact, but 20% were from vehicle signs, from Google search, and things like that. So we knew to always give our best energy, budget, and attention to the 80% things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we wouldn't have known that without this. Or another thing we tracked was we tracked sold jobs by job size and who the estimator was. And one of the things we learned with my old business partner and I, when it was just him and I doing the sales, is jobs over a certain amount, he didn't close as well as I did. Okay. And so whenever those leads came in and we knew it was a bigger project, I would go do them and our close rate would be higher. So those are just examples, guys. Or we would track, and this wasn't like day one tracking. This was several years of getting in the habit of this. Then we got to the point of produced gross profit per lead source. Okay. And so I'm just trying to give people ideas here that guys, when you can focus on this information and this data, it's going to eliminate a lot of the sleepless nights that you have because you have the information, even if it's bad news. Okay.
Right.
You'll at least know it. And I always used to say you can make money and you can lose money, you know, and you're going to make money and lose money here and there.
Right.
The real sin is not knowing why either way. Okay. Cause then you can't duplicate what's working or stop what's not working. So dude, 100%. you're going to be bringing some heat on some of this stuff at Mile High. What can people expect if they're in your room?
So we're going to talk about the what if tool is something as a, I was a former accountant in my former life before software. So the encounter thing runs deep, right? So, but I, you know, I've always created little small spreadsheets to just help me answer questions quickly. And so the what if name is, you know, sounds a little quirky, but basically it's got like 10 variables in it. Like how many people do you have? What do you charge per hour for your services? What's your average cost per hour for your services? You know, how many hours, you know, does a guy work in a month? How many do you pay him for? Those mm-hmm. kinds of things. So you plug in your numbers in there and it'll tell you what your maximum potential revenue is based on the number of people and the charge rate and all that, what your gross profit is likely to be based on this is labor gross profit, potentially materials. We have a little percentage in there. So you can just go down any one of those. Somebody's saying, hey, what if we increase our price a little bit? You plug in, okay, we're going to go from $60 to $62 and all of a sudden you go, holy, that's a lot of money. You know, it seems mm-hmm. like a small amount, but those small increments, they have big results. And then the other side of it is, you know, what if we added a whole bunch more people? You know, what does that mean? What does that mean to us on the cost side and the revenue side? And
or how many more leads are we going to need, right? And things like that. If we're going to double the number of people I have in the field, what does that mean for my marketing budget?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, when
in there too.
Yeah. When I went through the recession last time in 2008,
yeah.
We had our main budget and then we created a what if budget. We didn't call it that, but we created a what if, like, and it was a recession where what if we only have half the leads coming in and we created a budget around that, like what our plan of action would be so that we were ahead of it, you know? And and actually part of our what if, because leads were cut at least in half for us, we actually doubled our prices. Because, you know, when you have less at-bats, you have less jobs you're going to win that you can recover your overhead and at least break even on, right?
Right.
And so we actually had the data told us we had to raise our prices, which was terrifying, but it actually worked and it got us through the recession. So,
right.
Well, before we get out of here, you said you got a handout or something somebody could go grab and download. What is it and sure. where do they get it, man?
So if they go to estimaterocket.com/what-if-download. One word.
Okay.
And what that'll bring them to is it's actually a Google sheet and it'll tell you, it'll ask you, it's just a preview of it. And it'll ask you up in the corner, there's a button that says use template. And if you click that, it'll give you your own copy. It's completely detached from the template and have your way with it. And if you get that ahead of the Mile High Profit Summit, you'll have a head start in our presentation.
I love it, man. I love it. And if somebody wants to know more, if they want to book a damn demo with you, they go to estimaterocket.com and what do they click?
The demo button.
Look at that.
Right in the top menu. Best thing you can do.
I appreciate you carving out the time and I can't wait to see you in about 46, 47 days at Mile High. And we're going to have a great time and we're going to tear it up and add a ton of value to people. Guys, if you don't have your tickets yet, go to milehighprofitsummit.com and join about four hundred other contractors who have committed to winning at high levels and have a conversation with Tom and the team there. And I guarantee you're going to walk out of there with a few nuggets that are going to make you a shit ton more money in the next very short future. Like some of these changes, guys, I'm telling you, it's not like a year that you're going to make more money. Some of the stuff you're going to walk out, implement something, and a week later, you're making more money.
Right.
Okay. Just like that. So Tom, appreciate you, buddy.
Great to be here.
You got it. You guys, thanks for being here. You guys rock. I got to roll. We're out.